of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Welcome to the teaching ministry of Emmanuel Abba Great, a ministry that is ordained by God to take the gospel to the end of the earth.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Good morning. I trust you slept well. This is Emmanuel Abba Great again on the subject of faith. Yesterday we looked at fixing our eyes on Jesus and keeping it there so that we don't get distracted by the things that happen around us. We also look at the fact that for every word we receive, we get tested. Now, this is not meant for certain people. The trials might not be the same, but everyone have their own cross to carry. And that's why Jesus said that, take up your cross and follow me. Today we want to look at the area of patience, diligence. Patience and diligence. And our scripture for today, we are taking it from the book of Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11 from verse 6. If you are with me, you just turn to the Bible or you write it down so that afterward you look at it. And I'm reading from the Amplified Version. It said, but without faith, it is impossible to please him, to please and to be satisfactory to him. For whoever will come near to God must necessarily believe that God exists and that he is the rewarder of those who earnestly and diligently seek him. Now, what does this mean? A whole lot of people, especially the religious Christian world, have the belief that God exists in their head, but it has not come to that realization in the heart. Now, what you do from the heart is what actually is you. When anything has gone into the heart, then it's something that you are passionate about. You know, the religion stay in the realm of the head, the mind, you know. It does not sink into the spirit. So the Bible says that whosoever must come unto him must first believe that he exists, and that he is a rewarder. God did not call us to serve him in vain, and we are not serving him for profit. We are not serving him for what to gain. We are serving him because we love him, but nobody will just love God just like that. And that's why you see a lot of people, before they come to God, they come to God in the midst of struggles, in the midst of problems. Then they turn to God. Now he says that, and that he is a rewarder. Keep that in your mind, that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Now, what is the word diligent all about? It means when you persist over time. Over time. You won't say, oh God, I give you 2 years. Oh God, I give you 1 year. Oh God, this month, if you don't do it, I'm going to backslide. No, you don't have such attitude when you are walking with God. Now, we are going to also look at another scripture. I remember I was preaching to a young man some time ago, and I said, why don't you give your life to Jesus? And he said the reason why he doesn't want to give his life to Jesus is that God is too slow to rescue. God is too slow to rescue. But you see, I don't know where he is right now, but definitely I know that the condition I saw him then, I don't think he has improved out of that if he has not changed his mind. Now, so we're going to also look at the book of 1 Peter chapter 5 from verse 8. Now he said, I'm reading from the Amplified Version also today. He said, be well balanced, temperate, sober-minded, and be vigilant and cautious at all times. For the enemy of yours, the devil, roam around like a lion, roaring in fierce hunger, seeking someone to seize upon and devour. Withstand him. Be firm in faith against his onset. Rooted, established, strong, immovable, and determined. knowing that the same identical suffering are appointed to your brotherhood, that is the whole body of Christ, throughout the world. Now 10. And after you have suffered a little while, so the suffering is for a little while. You see, after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who impart all blessings and favor, who has called you to his own eternal glory in Christ Jesus, will himself complete and make you what you ought to be, established and ground and securely and straighten and settle you. When you have paid this price, when you have gone through this time, because everybody have his own price to pay, like I said yesterday, everybody have his own price to pay. We might not all pay the same, but then it's the same thing. You have to break through. You have to break through. And that breaking through require faith. It requires a journey of faith. If you don't break through, you will continue to be in the same level of suffering. I remember what my father told me some time ago when I was a young boy. He said, it's better to suffer early and enjoy later. Don't enjoy now and suffer later. So if you keep your eyes on the Lord, the Bible says in Psalm 121, he said that I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from where comes my help. That is where your help is going to come from. Your help, God will use men, but your help is from God. It's God that chooses the men to use to help you. And that's why a lot of people are frustrated in the body of Christ, because they are not following God by faith. A minister of God came to us, a bishop, one certain time, my wife and I in our office, and then he told us that we should please pray for him. So, okay, what is the thing? And he said that in his so much trouble, he didn't know what to do. He had to go and see a witch doctor. And he was crying. How could he have done that and betray his God? And we prayed with him. But I understand that this is just the missing link. A lot of people are not patient enough. You cannot plant your seed today and expect to reap it today. And like Peter said, 1 Peter chapter 5, it says that when you have suffered a little while, there is no shortcut, my brothers. There is no shortcut, my sisters. If you want to break through, you must stay focused. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Make up your mind like Esther and say, if I perish, I perish. And like Job, who says that even if he slay me, yet will I serve him. Make up your mind. Make up your mind, because by the time you have paid this price and you have broken through, everything will begin to submit to you. And that is what God says in the book of Hebrews. He says, labor to enter into rest. The moment you have entered into that rest, it will look as though you are not in the same world that other people are. Believe me, it will look as though you are not in the same world that other people are, crying, complaining, and all that. Because let me tell you, when God made man, he said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion. What does dominion mean? You are meant to dominate over some of the things that are dominating over you now. You are meant to dominate over them. You are meant to rule over them. How come the things that you're supposed to rule over are ruling over you? And remember in verse 28, God of Genesis chapter 1, he said, and God blessed them and said, be fruitful, multiply, subdue the earth. You see, by the time you have gone through your own little suffering and you have broken through, even Satan will know that you are untouchable. You can't fall for just anything. Anything you fall for will rule over you. That's the world we are living in. It's like the animal kingdom. One animal is chasing after the other for meat. Another one is chasing after the other one. In the animal kingdom, the stronger you are and the more tactical you are, the longer you survive. In our world, the same. There are so many things that are out to destroy you. There are so many things that are out to make you beg. There are so many things that are out to destroy your joy, your peace. But the moment you break through, I'm telling you, those same things will submit to you. Is that not better, my brother? that you and I will go through this thing just for a while. Look at that scripture. It said the same suffering is being suffered by your brothers all over the world. So no matter how you cry, other people too are going through their own, but we must break through. That is faith. It's when you have broken through, you did not complain like the children of Israel on their journey from Egypt to the promised land. This is a journey that was supposed to be 40 days at most. But they ended up 40 years because God wanted to remove the slavery mentality from them. God wants to remove the slavery mentality from them. We are not of them that are supposed to carry a CV and be begging unbelievers for job. The job is right within us. And you're going to hear some testimonies next week when we start looking at your calling. You know, you hear some things, the road God took me through. You're not the one that's supposed to go and beg somebody to get a job so that you can feed your children. And I'm not against a job. I'm not against any of that. I'm trying to tell you, by the reason of the power that God has put on the inside of you, you have more than enough to give to others. This time is for you. The devil will not get you. Don't complain like the children of Israel. They complain over everything, over everything. God wanted to make them to see how to bring something out of nothing in the wilderness. God provided them bread. He provided them quail. He made sure that they ate and they drank for 40 years without having anything doing. No business, no farm, because when you are on transit, what can you do? God took care of them. And this is not a call to laziness or to say, oh no, I'm not doing anything. No. God made man to walk, but you must walk in the line of what he has put you there for, which you are going to be looking at from next week. I believe the Lord will help you. Please, my brothers, whatever you're going through is not strange. It's not strange. It will only be strange when you continue in the same suffering. When you continue in the same suffering, God wants to lead you back into the Garden of Eden. God wants to lead you back. And that's why he took the children of Israel and told them that I'm taking you to the promised land. Every human being has his own promised land, but you need to fight your way in. And I believe you're going to make it. May the Lord bless you, keep you, shine his face upon you, and make every crooked path straight before you. I'm going to hear testimonies over your life. You will not give up. God is too powerful to fail. He never fails. He has done it for me and my wife, and he'll continue to do it for as many as are willing to listen to him. I'm so pleased to reach out to you this morning. Have a blessed day. May your day be fruitful. May everything you touch be successful in the name of Jesus. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to this life-impacting message. If you would like to partner with us or want to get more of this message, contact us on +27 840 240 365 or visit us on www.abergreatworld.org, Abergreat World Ministries Incorporated.